This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was a disheartening piece of news out of Beijing this week. Disheartening is actually too mild for that. China's former health minister said air pollution in China kills as many as 500,000 people a year, which perhaps makes it understandable that the Chinese government has announced new coal plant emissions targets, no small thing in the world's second biggest economy. But how exactly are they going to get there? Our man in Shanghai, Rob Schmitz, explains.
After a month of some of the worst smog on record, it rained in Shanghai, making today one of the cleanest air days this winter. Puffy clouds hover just above the city's skyscrapers. Blue skies could be seen for the first time in weeks. But Wu Yao wasn't taking any chances. The 26-year-old secretary walked to work wearing an air mask. Wu says it's become a habit, and this clean air spell won't last long. China's government is poised to do something about that. It aims to reduce pollution from coal-fired power plants around Beijing and Shanghai by up to 25% within the next 3 years. Job promotions for local officials will reportedly be dependent on whether these goals are met. Environmentalists are encouraged, but say more needs to be done.
This kind of coal consumption control target or policy should actually be implemented to a national level, but not only be limited to the eastern part of China.
Huang Wei of Greenpeace China says some of the country's worst air pollution is plaguing less developed cities that don't fall under this new clean air plan. She wonders why China's leaders aren't doing more to develop wind and solar energy infrastructure in China.
We have this technology, we have this advantage, and we have a huge market. So that's why that we think this is the opportunity that China is facing right now.
But back on the street in Shanghai, 23-year-old graphic designer Li Xiangwei has his doubts.
There are too many people in China that depend on economic growth. It's hard to keep that up if you're too busy cleaning up the air.
How about doing both? While China's developed East Coast plans to clean up its air, the government announced this week that China produced 100 million tons of coal this past year, 6 times more than the previous year. That means China now burns more coal than the rest of the world combined. Keep those masks on, China. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
You got to see the selfie that Rob took of himself biking to work a couple of weeks ago. You will see exactly what he was just talking about in that spot. The picture is at marketplace.org.